You should never have walked into my bedchamber last eve. Coll leaned closer, the muscle in his jaw thumping a hard and fast beat. She breathed out, tried to center herself, then once assured she could speak calmly, met his irrefutable gaze.
You canna marry Elizabeth MacRae. I will na allow it.
You have no right to say who I can or canna marry. Slowly, he circled her, his gaze roaming down her body, from her head to the low neckline of her gown, then her hips, legs, and back up again. She followed his very predatory move, his hands clenching and unclenching at his sides, his brown leather pants hugging his muscular legs, and his white tunic flapping freely under his coat.
Do you like what you see?
She planted her own hands on her hips.
My stubborn one.
What happened between us last eve should never have happened. He halted in front of her. I touched you in ways I had no right to.
You had every right, considering our mated bond.
There is no bond, and if I'd known about Matthew's death at the time, or that I wasn't dreaming, but you were actually there in my chamber, then we would never have even kissed.
Are you angry at me for speaking vows with Matthew?
He had every right to be, now she'd been made aware of their bond. Yet at the time, she'd seen no other way past their issues. Her father had threatened that she must choose a husband soon, or if she didn't, then he'd have chosen one for her. So too, Coll's father wouldn't have waited forever before finally demanding his son wed Kyla, and Coll had been the most obvious choice from amongst their chief's three sons. Their chief certainly wished to ensure that only the strongest Fey blood continued to flow through his direct line, and Kyla's was as strong as it could possibly come.
To begin with, aye, but I soon recognised he was the best choice for you.
Matthew suffered such deep depression. He should never have passed away from the small arm wound he'd taken in training, but it festered and he succumbed so quickly.
She'd never told another soul, but she'd caught Matthew deepening his wound with his own dirk, almost slicing right across his wrist. He'd been deep within a fever at the time and thrashing about in his sickbed. In his hazed grief for Elspeth, he'd looked at her and even called her by his dead wife's name. His last words had been a promise to his beloved that he'd join her now and not wait another day. Then he'd stabbed himself right in the belly, and with his immense strength, she'd been unable to halt his hand. His blood had flowed like an endless river across the grooves in his torso, then trickled from his mouth. Tears had burned behind her eyes. She'd failed Matthew. Her pain and heartache from that day swarmed her now. Living without the one their heart desired was sheer torture, and she had no desire to continue living an empty and lonely life without Coll any longer.
I want you, Coll. You hold the other half of my soul, just as I hold the other half of yours, and even Cherub, our fair princess, has declared that is so. She visited me here mere minutes ago, even left me a basket of treats from her chosen one's 21st century time.
She gestured to the basket.
I didna leave Carron Castle with that.
Cherub's truly been here.
He lifted a brow, his brown eyes darkening.
As in the guardian to our fair people. You've truly seen her.
She is real, and told me 'twas time for you to accept your destiny, that since I've begun the hunt, you must see the chase through. Please say you believe me.
I propose to another woman. If I was mated to you, I'd never have been able to do so. That is the only truth that matters.